An Answer for Lucia by Merlene Watkins, based on a true story. Lucia was confused about what her teacher said. Who could help? I love to read the Holy Scriptures, and every time I do, I feel the Spirit start to grow within my heart, a testimony that they're true. Children's Songbook, page 109. Lucia wiped away a tear. She didn't want the other kids to see. She left the school grounds and hurried toward home. Lucia lived on a small, beautiful island. She was the only member of the church at school. Everybody else went to the same church. They teased Lucia and wouldn't play with her because she was different. That wasn't the only problem. Sometimes the teachers ignored Lucia when she raised her hand.
But today was the worst, Lucia thought.
She kicked a pebble down the road. During class, the teacher read some Bible verses that Lucia didn't understand. They made it sound like Heavenly Father, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost were the same person. Then the teacher said there were some churches that didn't believe what the Bible taught. She looked straight at Lucia. Everybody in class laughed. Lucia was confused. Weren't Heavenly Father, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost separate? What was going on? Suddenly, she had a happy thought. She could ask the missionaries. They came to Lucia's village every day.
They'll know how to help.
When Lucia got home, she saw Sister Brown and Sister Ruiz. They were helping pump water up to a tank on the roof. Lucia asked her question right away.
Why does the Bible say Heavenly Father and Jesus are the same person?
Sister Brown smiled.
That's a good question. After lunch, let's look for some scriptures to help.
Lucia hardly tasted any of the yummy ropa vieja stew Mama had made. All she wanted was the answer. Finally, lunch was over. Lucia and the missionaries opened their scriptures. They read about Joseph Smith's vision. Then they read about Jesus' baptism. Both scriptures showed that Heavenly Father, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost were separate.
So why do those other scriptures say they're the same?
Sister Brown started turning the pages.
Let's read in John chapter 17, verses 21 and 22. That's where Jesus prays to Heavenly Father about his apostles.
They all took turns reading. In the scriptures, Jesus prayed that his apostles may be one like he and Heavenly Father are one. Lucia counted three different times he said it.
The apostles couldn't all become the same person, Sister Ruiz said, but they could become one in how they believed and acted. That's how Heavenly Father, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost are one.
Lucia began to feel warm inside. She knew it was the Holy Ghost. He was telling her that what Sister Ruiz said was true. Heavenly Father and Jesus weren't the same person, but they were the same in what they said and did. And Lucia knew that they both loved her. The author lives in California, USA.
Sidebar. My primary teacher helps me find answers to my questions in the scriptures. Once I asked, "Why don't big miracles happen today?" And he helped me find where it says that miracles still happen today. I love my questions being answered through the scriptures. Emily I., age 10, Somerset, England.
End of the story, An Answer for Lucia. Read by Kate Strongen, Maya Reinwand, Kristen Hawkins, Kara McClellan, and Amelie Strongen.